Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
It is another extraordinary Sunday, an extraordinary moment whenever you are catching this broadcast. And this is such a big one, guys, because we're calling in, we're going to really harness true balance and what that looks like in our lives when we can truly call that together. And truly, this is the moment of the solstice. It is that opportunity to claim everything, to harvest, to move forward. I'm excited, Shri. It's a powerful moment.
Absolutely. And just this, if you think of the symbology of true balance, whatever metaphor comes into your mind's eye, whether it's the solstice or a teeter-totter.
or both.
The reality is, I want to use the teeter-totter example.
I want to put reality in quotes.
Okay.
All right.
A reality that you might enjoy checking out.
I love that. All right, Shri.
Is when, remember the teeter-totter when you're both kind of suspended? And yet if you lean a little or almost if you take a big breath.
Yeah, that moment
it's,
of, whoa.
It's like the balance shifts.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that's very much like the energy we're in, that with each breath you take, with each intention that is anchored in your truly ascended self, your authentic self, you start pushing into a new level of harmony.
I love this.
So this harmony is not static, final, grounded. The harmony is a sense of being balanced. And that true balance is a harmony that can continue to evolve.
And does. And we are in the middle of such a profound moment. Now, you know, speaking of true balance, harmony, and a profound moment, if you would like to join us on today's show, whether you would like to have a mini soul reading opportunity or you have comments or questions, go ahead and write this number down. Give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Just give a call, get into the queue. You do get to listen to the show while you're waiting on the line. And we love when you get in because, you know, every week, each caller is always holding an energy for all of us. It's really quite a beautiful gift. And I have to bring it back to today's show. It's all about harmony and it's all about balance.
Well, those are two wonderful things.
I do. I love them.
You know, there are many ways to move into that. Call it that zone, the harmony zone, where you have the capacity to see things more for what they are than how you feel about them.
And, you know, especially with what's going on right now on our planet, Shri, I think what's really important here is to recognize that we, all of us, are in that moment where we've got to pay attention. You know, there is so much happening on the planet right now. And the question is, what are you going to do with that? Because we are in that experience moment. Remember, this is the second 10 days. So we had June 1 to 10. Now we're in June 11 to 21. And guys, here we are. Okay. Today is the 17th, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It's kind of like a countdown, you know, and for me, even my breath, or even as I'm talking about it, it's really saying, okay, you know, can you handle this energy? Can you make it to the solstice? And the answer is, yeah, we can. We really can.
Well, the solstice is like a demarcation point, you know.
It's kind of that line in the universal sand.
Well, in reality, you have a solstice at noon every day of some sort, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And the fullness of the event that's coming is this alignment with a galactic center, this sense of balance between the seasons, the growing opportunity to find the still center that is inside all that movement.
Well, you know, the solstice is really quite profound. And if you've not yet connected with our video, please go to YouTube, Official Shri and Kira, and really, guys, watch the July video. If you watched it only once this month, go back and watch it again, because we are hitting that moment. And I love this example that you gave earlier, Sri, about being on the teeter-totter, and that it's almost like a moment of stillness, a moment mm-hmm. of awareness where you and your partner are kind of locked and you're both like, okay, we know if we don't move, we can capture this. And then something moves from that. That is almost identical to the energy moment that is coming in on the 21st. But every person, every being, every sentient energy on this planet will experience it at the time that they are meant to experience it. And that's what's so unique. It's a very individual yet collective experience happening this week.
Absolutely. And, you know, to me, it's kind of amusing because we are in a co-creative fabric with the greater cosmos.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we get so involved here on Earth School that we forget that this is but a moment within even, you know, a planetary system and a cosmic system. Now, I'm not here to wax on with imagery of that, except to say that when a solstice moment comes, it's almost like an inoculation.
Mm-hmm.
There's an energy that comes to you, whether you're aware of it or not, that will help call forward your capacity to move in the direction of this moment. And so it's an amazing time to just pause and at that solstice to really, if you can create time to just be present and notice when and what happens for you.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back to the momentum. You know, here we are in June, and I think many of you are going to confirm that it feels like the experience is getting deeper, wider, more profound, like there's more energy and more of it, whatever mm-hmm. it is you're engaged with.
Yeah, yeah.
And that to me is what it's feeling like right now as we build to the solstice moment.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so much happening. And guys, let's talk about it, because the one thing that we really do invite you to expand your heart and expand your mind and expand your breath around is the energy of passionate action, because passionate action will restore balance 100% of the time. And what's important to remember is that spiritual activism will always feed the planetary thought body. Now, this is not a situation of one is better or one is worse. What it is a remembrance that in this month of June, because we really need to look at this thing and in context, especially as here we all are kind of in the middle of June, right? We're in our own balancing act, so to speak. And so in the context of this month, as the entire planet has walked through the awareness of this moment, we are now in that middle way, that moment of experience. And truly take a moment. If you haven't done it recently, maybe after the show today, just sit for a moment, take a breath and reflect upon the past week. What has been your experience? Because that's what this is all about. And again, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. This is all going to keep building, 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 building. And then you're going to rise up on the 21st. And then there will be that like moment at the summit, that peak moment. And then 22 onward is going to be about choice, and it's going to be profound. I think that's the only word I can use. And this is why how you claim balance into your life is such a precious gift. And guys, we are also at, I want to use the word, a expanded third chakra moment, because that's really what this balance is all about. You know, bring your hands to the center of your form. You know, think about your physical balance, guys. This is also a great time, Sri and I cannot stress enough, to be doing the living Ankh practice. Talk about getting balance and harmony mm-hmm. into your life.
You know, one of the things to remember is that in the path of upliftment, the earth is a point of reference, uh-huh. not your point of stability. And as we understand what true balance is, we begin to understand more fully that we're actually kind of floating on the earth, that we're not required to feel heavy in order to feel stable.
Yeah.
And that's a bit about the ascended third chakra, because the third chakra is that intersection where our thoughts and intentions go into action in the world through our muscular system
and
our energy.
And even, you know, motion. right? Are we moving forward? Are we moving backward? Are we, you know, are we walking? Are we running? Are we, what are we doing? And guys, I want to share again, this really, this week, every day, give yourself the gift of doing the Living Ankh practice. Now, if you're like, Kira, what the heck is the Living Ankh practice? Okay, write this down. Go to sriankira.com. Okay, easy enough, sriankira.com. On the homepage, you will see right up at the top, Yoga of Self-Ascension. All right. When you scroll over that, a whole big list of all these amazing practices that really work, and they're all free and they're all available for you, will come shown. At the very end of that list is one that says the Living Ankh practice. Click on it, read it, do it. And if you can, try to do it at least once a day barefoot outside, if you can, if at all possible. If you can't, well, then just visualize yourself connecting that way, be barefoot inside your home. But the more that you can empower that, the easier you will find the balance, that beautiful still point within that will assist you to not only make it through the rest of this month, but to really flourish. Because everything about this month is about how to flourish. It's just about how you are willing to meet it, to navigate it.
Well, and it's an invitation to approach your life and your choices from an ascended perspective.
Yeah.
Because so often the mind is using the data of the density world to create solutions. The soul is using the data of the cosmic and your lineage in order to offer forth ideas and choices.
And you know, we are loved so much that this whole June experience, the awareness, right? The first part of June, guys, was all about awareness. Remember, we're having this 1 month mini model of all of these energies. It's really quite a blessing from the universe. Awareness was the first 10 days. Experience, that's what we're in right now. Mm-hmm. What, you know, hand on heart and a hand on the third chakra. What am I experiencing at every level of your life? Go inward, ask, pay attention, and celebrate. Because imagine your life with everything in harmony. Just imagine that, because you can do this. The universe, the world, the energy of the planet, everything is supporting you to do this right now. And the gift that you are being invited to claim or harvest or whatever language feels good for you is to literally awaken ever more to this illusion for what it honestly is. An illusion, a playground that no matter what, imagine that, okay, just play with me for 30 seconds here, guys. So imagine that you are truly on the other side. And if you were with us last week, you know, we talked a whole bunch about that. And if you weren't with us last week, go back and catch that show in the archives. And so imagine you're on the other side, right? You made that leap. You're on the other side and you are absolutely aware of the divine gift of your mastery presence. You are absolutely able to smile at the illusion of a body of form having this worldly experience because you have lifted into the multidimensional presence of you. You are witnessing it all from a minimum of a fifth dimensional experience. From there, nothing can shake your harmony. Nothing can shake your balance. And the experience that you can call into yourself right now is to be witnessing that quote self enjoying the illusionary self. And and honestly, guys, you can do this, and it's a great way to consciously and sincerely expand your life.
And to expand your life means to trust your life, to allow it to unfold while also anchoring in the peace of the ascended perspective.
Yeah.
You know, we truly, if you haven't done so yet, it's time to get really aware that you're cultivating dual perspectives. You're mm-hmm. cultivating dual consciousnesses.
Yeah.
Because there is the energy of you that interacts with the known mass consciousness, you know, density. Then there's an energy of you that is interacting from the perspective of a deeper source.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets fun, because sometimes we dance between the two a little bit, and there is a dynamic there. The one thing I just want to share on that topic is that harmony is an inner reference. It's how you feel about what's going on.
Yeah,
it's how you are with it. It's not a measured thing that can be outside referenced. You know, everything looks right. The room is straightened, but I don't feel comfortable here. So it's important to practice noticing what brings you joy?
Yeah, you know, it really goes back. I have to giggle, Sri, because, you know, I think about all those years ago. I mean, you and I have had the blessing of being out there for over 15 years now. We've had the blessing of being on the air for 13 years now. And one of the things that I still every single day smile at is Archangel Zadkiel. One of the first things that Zadkiel ever invited us to consider. Yeah. And it was the simple question, if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. And when you start really applying that question, you know, people always smile. Well, you know, I still giggle about the early days when Sri and I would be out and out and about and meeting folks and out and doing a lot of the metaphysical fair circuits and things of that nature. And, you know, I'd have people that would come up and see that we used to have a bumper sticker of it, and they would see it and they would love it and they'd want like 20 of them. And then I'd have people that come up and read it and go, huh, and like, you know, like the humbug, literally just what? About and throw it back down.
Yeah. I had one person say, you know, you don't deserve joy until the work is done.
You know, and the reality is joy is available to you every moment of every day when you bring that hand to your heart, bring that hand to your third chakra, because boy, I'm really feeling that in our community today. And you can relax and awaken into the recognition of what the illusion is for what it is and allow your awakened presence to call forward the balance. And this week, every day this week, imagine just this one week, guys, start with just this week. Imagine right now, start right now with us, that from this moment on, through this solstice, every day this week, you breathe in harmony, you breathe in balance, and you invite that to be the norm. Mm-hmm. By the time you arrive at the solstice, you might just look back at the experience, right? Because remember, this is that final part of the experience, and have a new perspective that ignites that last part of the month, which is going to be choice.
Ooh.
I know. Scary, 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 huh?
No, good.
It's so good. Hey, before we go any further, I do want to jump in and, you know, we've been blessed. We get so many letters, and I know we have a full bank of phone lines, and we're going to get to you guys in just 1 second. There, that we are always blessed when we share our letters on air. And we've been getting quite a few people writing us back, and just wanted to give a shout out to Monique, who gave us a quick email last week. Just, you know, Monique, we don't need to read your email other than thank you, my love. And thank you so, so much. We're grateful that our hearts and that you were touched, that we were all touched indeed. And Orca, wow. We need to give a shout out to Orca. Now, guys, Orca took action. After listening to last week's show, Orca made a painting that will blow your mind away. Now, Orca, hey, write us back again and give us permission to post this, because I think everybody should see this painting. It is just beautiful and inspired. And if you have an inspiration that comes in after a show or something you want to share with us, make sure you're sending your email to us at guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And then last but not least, from the thank you section, we got an email from Anne over in Ireland back referring to the May 27th show, and saying that she was honored to be able to ask a question for the collective benefit of us all. The discussion was spot on and perfectly timed for me. I meant to send this email earlier, but I was lost in the crazy egoic world of insanity. Woohoo! And Anne finished it with, I am currently standing on the bank trying to throw off all that stops me trusting enough to take the next step. Always grateful for all you do. Love and blessings, Anne. Yeah. And we are grateful for you.
Yeah, many blessings indeed.
Take the step, Anne. You can do it. You know you can do it. I love it. And last but not least, I just want to give a shout out to Susan in California, who is now very, very excited because she is now a bud tender at the Higher Level of Care Collective, and she loves her job. And is studying now to be a certified medical cannabis consultant. And she sent us this huge email. It's just way too long for us to read, but basically about how she picked up, trusted herself, moved cross country, and kept following her guidance to get to where she wanted to be.
Yeah. And in the course of that trust, she found a great place to live, a great job, and feels more aligned with why she's meant to be.
And you know, we're mentioning all these guys because everybody that we're sharing right now who wrote us either a thank you for giving them a mini soul reading or a thank you for other, Susan had been with us at some workshops, plus we did a reading for her. And so what's so wonderful is that this is how you claim harmony and balance in your life. Part of it is by saying yes to who you really are and allowing yourself to take those steps. That's mm-hmm. how we do it. Without taking the steps, you know, unless you fall, you don't know how to get up.
And what the ego may call a risk is nothing more than an exhilarating step forward.
So true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Oftentimes, I know in my life, as I crossed my whatever chasms of fear that might have been inhibiting me, or even I was in denial that I had any fear. And when I finally crossed that, I went, looked back and I said, boy, why did I wait to do that?
Yeah.
You know, why wait so long? It feels so good to be free.
But you don't, and you know, this, it does kind of tie back into last week's show, Sri, as well, that, you know, until you, what, like you and I, okay, we have made the jump. And honestly, Sri and I, the one blessing that we feel that we are able to gift to everyone, especially if you want to come visit us live here at Tosa Blue Mountain, is we model what it's like to be living on the other side of that. You know, it's like, this is not something we do only an hour on Sundays when we meet with all of you. This is our life. You know, everything we share with you on the show is coming from our direct life experience. This is 24/7 for us guys. And, you know, hey, you want to learn what that's like? Come here to the Self Ascension Campus, Tosa Blue Mountain Retreat. Just, you know, come join us here in Ecuador. But the key is, as we each say yes to who we are, this is how we can collectively bring forward onto this planet right now a greater sense of balance. Because beloved angels, we are all being called to action, right? Are we not? And this is why passionate action is such a blessing. We are at a moment on our planet where you must make a choice. And that's why the final part of June is all about choice. And we're going to talk a lot more about that next week. Because the reality is that if you don't make a choice, then sadly, that means the energy goes into the planetary thought body. When you make a choice, you're able to be a commanding presence of light and illumination.
Absolutely. And there's some wonderful things we have to share about the difference in activism and how activism, if you can be understood merely as an attempt to co-create a new outer reality.
And that's going to be a whole bunch in the second half. We have a lot to share in this. This is such a big show. I mean, there's just so much to talk about, but there are so many beautiful people. We've got all bunch of full phone lines. So remember, those of you standing by, once we start saying hi and goodbye, you could try and get into the queue, 888-627-6008. Sri, who do we have?
Well, we're going to head to line two and say hello to Wendy from California.
No, from Canada.
Oh my goodness,
and
Canada.
First time on the show. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
We hear you.
Oh, that's great. I've never called in. I've always listened to the show from the archives, and I've always said, oh, I'd love to call in. And just so happened I was sitting here, and I looked at the time, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. And I picked up the phone, and I got through.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm shaking a bit here.
Aw. How can we serve you today?
I've been solely on this path, I think, for a few years now, and I took a fall a few years ago, you know, and I've been slowly taking a pause and picking myself up, but I feel I've been getting a lot of dreams and messages that I don't understand, and I'm wondering if you're able to kind of give me a mini soul reading and kind of, is there any messages that I'm not getting, I'm not understanding? That you can just tell me.
Oh, well, what a beautiful, sincere sharing. Thank you, Wendy. You know, when I connect with you, the first thing that comes forward is your heart. And it's interesting because your heart right now is radiating this kind of like an emerald green color. And it's radiating that in a very, it's interesting. It's a very soft, it's almost like there's, imagine that you had a light, right? Like a really bright light. But you were almost like, oh, that's too bright. And you threw like a soft cloth over it where you could still see the light, but it's not as bright as it could be. That's the message. They're saying that you are wow connected and you get very, very good. It's like you get these waves of insights, but there's this cloth and they're saying as soon as you decide to take off that cloth, everything will get easier and faster. And they're saying also to remember that you are what you're looking for, and you already know that, but yet they want me to say that. And so it is. I'm so glad you got through. Thank you for illuminating our show today.
Thank you so much. That message resonates with me a lot. A lot, so much. So it is what I've been thinking, but I'm kind of putting the cloth back on. It's exactly what, wow. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many, many blessings, Angel. Day. Namaste. Whew, you know, I'm just smiling because how many of us have our light shining, but we still have that last layer that we need to pull off to really be, you know, to really just say, here I am.
Sometimes we're in the habit of having turned down our flame, so
to speak.
That a little increase seems like, oh, that's a great change, but maybe there's more.
Oh, I think there's always more. That's part of the fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, let's say hi. We have so many beautiful people waiting.
All right. We're going to head to line 4 and say hello to Angela from Ontario.
First time to the show. Welcome, dear one.
Hello, how are you?
We are wonderful. Delighted to say hi to you.
Well, I just wanted to come on and say hello to everyone from Canada and to send out my white light and happy thoughts to everyone in this time of great polarity.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
I'm also...
Go ahead.
I've also been on a journey myself for about the last 2 years. One of those got sick, hit a wall, and had to face reality finally. So I know I'm at a crossroads. I know that I have two paths to go, and both feel equally right. And I was just wondering if you could help me with that with a mini soul reading.
Well, I am honored. I am absolutely honored, Angela. And first, I want to share with you that I sincerely feel the blessing of this wave of light that you are sending around to everyone today. Thank you for honoring us with sharing that with us, first and foremost. As far as what's happening, now, I'm just going to share with you exactly what they're showing me. Hold out your hands, okay? And I'm doing this with you. So hold out your hands, palms. I want your palms up. Like facing heaven, right? And just if it's safe to close your eyes, I'm going to want you to close your eyes and relax into it. And they're saying, ignite a pillar of crystalline light right up, like your entire body is almost becoming this pillar of crystalline light. And they're saying this pillar of crystalline light is almost the third option. And then to feel both of your choices, one in your left hand, one in your right hand. And I can tell you, they feel very different. And to notice what you're feeling, don't even think about it. Just notice what you're feeling. And they're saying that, and that the reason they're giving you this process is they're saying, if you apply this process to all of your choices, you're going to be blown away at how quickly everything makes sense. And so it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I'm currently vibrating as we speak.
Oh, so am I. And thank you very much, my love, again, for all that you are and for bringing your preciousness to our show. We're very blessed. Many, many blessings, Angela. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
We'll take a breath.
Y'all feel that?
Yeah, and also I know that the simple practice of in decision making to hold your hands out and feel the difference of the energy.
I want to anchor that beautiful gift that Angela just brought through for all of us, which is that, you know, I was noticing when I was here. So guys, just if you want to just remember, I want to share it again because, you know, I forget very quickly what comes through. Turning the whole physical body into this pillar of white light while you're seated. You want to have that spine as straight as possible. Having your hands out, put one decision in your left hand, one decision in your right hand. And you know, it's interesting they're even telling me is that you could even do it as one and two. Don't even give up too much words. Mm-hmm. Like maybe write down your decisions on a piece of paper and label it. I know this
your
one
options,
is one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one is two, and put one and two in your hands and notice what you feel. I will share with you guys. I'm actually even feeling in my throat. Like I'm actually noticing. So that was a very powerful gift. Yay. We love all receiving gifts, don't we?
Absolutely.
Too fun, guys. Yeah. Talk about balance and harmony. It's like you're becoming your own scale, right? I love that.
Well, we are. We're always seeking greater balance. You know,
totally.
The irony is that you are balanced at this moment. It just might not be a comfortable harmony.
That's very, very true. Well, you know, we have enough time. Why don't we take one more person, and we're going to go to line five.
Line five will say hello to Cher Steve from Washington.
Namaste, beloved angel. First time to the show. Welcome.
I finally feel possible to kind of embark on my own soul path. And so I would just love a mini soul reading.
Well, first and foremost, my angel, I just like I have the big Cheshire cat grin, my hands on my heart. You are at like this beautiful, I feel like you're Dorothy arriving at the Emerald City. You know, it's like you've been on this long journey and it's been fascinating and you have had all these things happening. But it's like, I'm not kidding. They just keep showing me these Wizard of Oz overlays. And it's like I'm watching you. You're standing at the Emerald City and you're knocking on the door. And it's like you're standing there going, hey. You know, I'm ready. And they're saying, yeah, the door it's like there's nothing you need to do except focus on the commitment to the they're saying, OK, I'm going to give you exactly the words. It's coming from Saint Germain. And he's saying, focus on the foundation of that which is calling to you now. Push the door open, step onto the other side, and you will see the vast expanse before you. And that is what he wants me to share with you today. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for bringing that gift to our show.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
So are we. So much love, my angel. Namaste.
Yeah.
Wow. Harmony, balance. I love it in the energy of experience. 17, 18, 19, 20. You feel it?
We're building. So take a breath and smile and feel the energy of that balance place.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to take a little break for a couple of messages, and then we will be right back.
With so much to go.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are glad you're here. And today we're exploring what is true balance. And finding harmony and balance in a new way.
Yeah, that really does make it, there is so much going on that as we look at what's before us right now, I just want to share, guys, you know, again, here we are in the middle of the month. Of the middle month of the year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just so much energy. It's really that tipping point moment, like we talked about in the first part of the show. And it's very much a third chakra moment because look at everything that's happening on the planet right now. Are you feeling whipsawed? Are you feeling beat up? Are you depressed? Are you concerned? Are you nervous? Are you angry? Are you in doubt? Those are all lower chakra energies. And the gift of that is you can witness those energies. You don't have to deny them, but witness them. Recognize them for what they are and allow them to be a vehicle that helps you to awaken ever more. That's the experience that is ready for you this very week if you want to take advantage of it.
Once you look at them, once you become aware that you're stuck, for example, once you notice it, you've already claimed awakened consciousness. In that very moment stands your empowered possibilities.
Well, in every single way. And, you know, speaking of empowered possibilities, guys, you know, I think I mentioned to you earlier, Sri and I have been very blessed that It was, I think it was over 15 years ago, the ancient science of Avesa, it came, was reignited on this planet again. And we have been blessed, and I really use the word blessed, to watch this facilitate miracles for literally thousands of people ever since. I mean, it has been an incredible ride. Now, look, we all know that humanity, our planet, our universe is at a critical moment. And the gift of this moment is that every single one of us who awakens is assisting someone else to awaken. And that ignites your divine galactic blueprint of ascended presence. Now, if you don't know what that is, because that's part of claiming your ascended balance, again, go to sriankira.com and under Art of Ascended Living, right at the top of our website, click on that and you will see Divine Galactic Blueprint and learn more about it. Because as each person's Divine Galactic Blueprint of your ascended presence arises, then the collective energy of our beloved planet rises, miracle presence thrives, and balance restores. And Sri, I think that's part of why I'm so excited, because that's literally like a definition of what's happening this new year here at Tosa Blue Mountain.
Absolutely. You know, the ascended chakra system is, let's just say it's been asleep. It's been compressed in the years before this time, because it was last open. It was last available at what the time people refer to as Atlantis.
Absolutely. And this energy has all been coming. So we are very excited, because remember 2018, right? This is that year of anchoring stability through Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, and really look at that kind of in miniature during this entire month of June. But as we culminate this year, it's going to be hold on time. Mm-hmm. And so how do you want to be prepared? How do you want to move forward? So check it out, guys. Just again, if when you arrive at sriankira.com to go look at that Living Ankh program and to learn more about the Divine Galactic Blueprint, while you're there, check it out. Remembering Atlantis, a master's journey this New Year's. It's actually December 30th through January 2nd, right here with us in Ecuador. And we only have 10 spots left. I mean, I cannot believe how quickly this thing is filling. So, you know, if you're interested, check it out, ask us your questions, and then come join us. Got to share that.
We look forward to meeting you in person.
We really do. Because, you know, anytime we do anything to be with those who can support our authenticity, it brings harmony and balance. And that's also another little mini lesson for this week.
Well, yeah, let me just offer you another abstraction here in a way, because it's the only way I know how to share it. When we start to lift into our ascended presence, then the quality of the energy we emanate is what we call passionate action.
Absolutely.
It has a purity because it's connected more closely to the source of energy.
It's also non-judgmental.
Yes.
That's one of the big differences between passionate action and spiritual activism, because spiritual activism still carries great judgment.
And activism is a necessary step along the way,
because we all go through
because
it.
Yeah, we're evolving in an outward fashion,
seeking
to express compassion and wisdom, and sometimes our wisdom gets plugged into a sense of judgment that something should change in other people.
Well, and that's actually here's the irony of that. That's actually an evolution in consciousness, and
it is.
This is what we were talking about, guys. And I just want to mention, I know we're giving you a lot of stuff to look at sriankira.com, but have you read the article Crazy or Sane? This is the month where
you're because you'd be crazy not to read it.
Or sane. I thought maybe you'd be sane to read it. I don't know. But that article is right easy to find, again, on the homepage of our website, sriankira.com. And you might actually want to print it. You know, get there, get the PDF, click through to get the full PDF, because it has the full Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening in it. And it really has, I think, a very profound depth of understanding of the energy of passionate action and the harmony and balance that empowers, and spiritual activism as basically food for the planetary thought body.
It is. And for those of you that want to understand more fully what that means, because the planetary thought body is actually the frequencies that easily Velcro together in density. And so think about how energy tends to have a harmonic or another frequency that dances well with it.
Right.
So where there is fear, there's often anger.
Yeah.
Where there is fear, there's often greed.
And where you have fear and anger, you breed hate. And we're seeing this happening worldwide in the third dimension.
And so those coarse frequencies, those lower chakra energies of domination and scarcity consciousness,
right,
and the whole thing, and fear,
safety.
And what has happened is that virtually the gravity of the Earth, together with the frequencies of the cosmos, kind of conspire to keep the planetary thought body compressed around the Earth.
And this can be a good thing if you're aware of it and you're able to allow yourself to lift through it and witness from the fifth dimension, looking down like a mother gazing at a child who's just learning how to walk.
You know, I think many of us have had the experience of, as we work through a fear, for example, we suddenly say, it's not that hard. I think I got it.
Right.
You know,
and
when you
get it, you're not afraid anymore.
Exactly.
And that's what crossing the bridge feels like. I got it.
But it's also kind of demonstrating that the planetary thought body, the fear in that outer energy, locks in and magnifies the fear pulse within you.
Yeah.
And things
yeah.
get bigger than they really are.
And that's because of that activistic attachment mm-hmm. to the planetary thought body. Now, we don't mean to get real heady on you guys, by far. Because the illusion is just that, an illusion. And so when we have the blessing and the gift of awakening ever more to that, we begin to relax. The energies of anger, the energies of fear, the energies that would cause us to create judgments within ourselves start to relax and release because we're able to see them for what they are. It is the epitome of forgive them, they know not what they do. And, you know, so how many years have I been quoting Krishnamurti on this one? Because it is my absolute favorite, you know, where, you know, Krishnamurti has said time and time again, until you awaken, you cannot be responsible.
That's right.
And that does not mean that you are immune from being held accountable. It just means from a consciousness standpoint, until you awaken, you don't know what you don't know. So you can't be held responsible for that. But on the other side of it, once you awaken, can you forgive yourself when you see the actions? That's the next step. It really is. And when we can walk through that, we are in the land of mastery. And mm-hmm. it's an amazing moment. And, you know, speaking of an amazing moment and the land of mastery, look at these extraordinary community members that we have had waiting, Sri. So we're going to go all the way back up here to line one.
Okay. And we'll say hi to Lynn from California.
Hey, Lynn. Namaste.
Namaste, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. I'm usually pretty good at balancing peace and harmony, but I'm just coming off a week's vacation, and I swear I cannot get enough sleep. I mean, I just want to sleep and sleep and sleep. And my third chakra is so it is so stuck and swollen, I can barely breathe, much less affecting my extremities, and I can't walk very well, which is the reason I can't go to Uruguay. I would love to, because I'm just don't feel that mobile for some reason. And it's, you know, I know it, to me, it's either fifth dimension or bust. So I'm doing everything I can. So I'd appreciate a mini soul reading and see what got out of whack here.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, my angel, thank you for sharing. And as you were speaking, I need you to know that I also had a very difficult time breathing. I found that I was putting my hands. So I have, Sri, maybe you can help describe. My left thumb is kind of like at the bra line, you know, right in the center of my chest with my pinky, you know, so my hand's on my stomach. So the thumb's at the top, pinky at the bottom. Then my right hand, the thumb is meeting the pinky and the right. And I'm three things that I'm very clearly seeing. Number one, there is a congestion in your energy field. This is why you're tired. This is why your body is not ready to really work again. It's also why you're having a hard time, quote unquote, moving forward, you know, the leg issue. And when we hold our hands here, they're saying, imagine that you are pouring into your body right now, love, forgiveness, and crystalline light. Love, forgiveness, and crystalline light. And they're saying, disengage the mind. Disengage the mind. And then they're saying, cry the tears that have not released. Stay focused in the gift of receiving and allow yourself to float in that which is ready to come forward. You need 7 more days of rest. And I hate to tell you, it's not like you're not going to be tired, but what will happen is that the rest will become the food that the union of the body, mind, and spirit is seeking. And you will feel, it's almost like wind running through your body that's going to feel like a new ignition, a new moment, a new experience of life. You also need to be drinking a ton of water. And as much water as you can tolerate, squeezing fresh lemon into, do that as well. And that's what they want you to hear today. And I'm really grateful you got through.
Thank you so much. One last question. Is there any possibility that you guys will be live streaming New Year's Eve? Because I would love to stay home and spend my New Year's with you guys.
Oh, bless your heart. We would love, love, love to do that. And I really can't answer that yet. But as long as you're listening to the show, you will find
out. We
would like to do that. Or if you're on our newsletter list. We just haven't figured out how to make it work, but we are sure going to be trying. We should know within the next month or so. And thank you for asking.
Adding my energy to that. And thank you guys. Namaste. Love you.
We love you too, sweetheart. Many, many blessings. Yeah, I it's so powerful what happens here, you know,
yes.
And just on so many levels, and that energy of being in the Andes and the way that the moon arises. Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. So to all of you that are wondering for live streaming New Year's, we are going to try. We're also thinking of maybe quote unquote testing it with people that are just on our newsletter list, with the with the equinox in September, but we're not sure yet, but get on our newsletter list. You know, if you're not on our list, just go to Sri and Kira or SriandKiraRadio.com and you can't miss it. Just get on the newsletter list. It's free, of course.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the things where technology can be of a great service to help us touch and connect with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll be playing with it.
Yeah. So, you know, guys, remember that I just can't stress this enough. Passionate action restores balance, because passionate action is something that arises through the gift of your ascension awareness. It's when we're able to jump into the moment where I like to refer to it as that inner smile, where we have that constant inner smile that sees that everything, it doesn't mean you have to agree with it. It doesn't mean you have to be approving of it. It's just a moment of being able to see that everything is honestly in flow and not disturbing the flow, allowing yourself to be one with it.
Absolutely. To have that sense of detachment that's grounded in compassion.
Exactly. And you know, we have so many amazing gifts in our lives, and every moment of every day we are given an opportunity to say yes to ever more balance.
And let's say yes to more callers.
I would love to do that.
Well, we're gonna hop to line 2 and say hi to Andrea from Mount Shasta.
First time on the show. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We are well.
I'm very happy I got
Andrea, we're not hearing you, sweetheart. You're breaking
okay.
up.
Okay, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing and sharing. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, and I'd love a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, we are honored, and thank you for asking, and we love you too. And I, you know, as you were saying that, all these angels and masters jumped in, but the one who really wanted to talk was Elmoira. And Elmoira just jumped forward, and it's funny because he's showing himself with his hands kind of like in prayer position and these very ornate sleeves. I'm not really seeing everything else, but he's got these really ornate sleeves, and they've got like embroidery on it and these beautiful eyes. And he's gazing right at you, and he's saying, "Beloved one from another realm, we hear you calling out to us. May your heart know we are responding. As you relax ever more into the recognition of our one union, you will remember more, and you will move forward again and flourish as your heart is showing you. Come with us now, take our hand into the fields of flowers that are yours to claim, and gather the bouquet that will center your life and move you forward again." And so it is. Many blessings, my love. Thank you for bringing that gift to our show.
Appreciate it.
Namaste.
Many
blessings. Whew, I feel 22 feet tall right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm still very much feeling that presence of the Ascended Masters. That was really quite a beautiful gift, and always a balancing act, right?
Absolutely.
You know, whenever we connect with the Ascended Realms, whenever each of us has the blessing of being in divine communion, we are inviting balance and harmony into our lives. Is that not really the ultimate quote unquote secret to constantly invite the balance and harmony of our union and oneness with the divine?
And as we remember that the root center of the ascended state is the heart chakra. And so as you just kind of let in the wisdom of that and breathe into your heart, being able to be in a harmony, in a true sense of balance, comes much more easily when we are anchored in our hearts and we're able to lift and connect in ways that we could not do if the coarser frequencies of fear and such
were
dominant.
They are, you know, and I just want to go back to something we mentioned earlier, because you were mentioning, Sri, about the root chakra as the heart of the ascended state. And guys, this is, of course, that divine galactic blueprint that we talked about earlier. And this is really a time where you can be experiencing that. And again, if you're not familiar with the Divine Galactic Blueprint and you're not familiar with the Living Ankh practice, two things that we can really strongly encourage you to pay attention to, go to SriAndKira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see Yoga of Self-Ascension. Simply put your mouse there and go visit and learn about the Divine Galactic Blueprint and the Living Ankh practice. Because
very powerful.
As we are in this experience, the more that you can consciously experience yourself in your ascended presence, the easier it becomes to anchor that balance and harmony in your life. And,
absolutely.
Let's go ahead, Sri. We still have plenty of people holding. Let's go right up here.
We're going to line three, and we're going to say hi to Stephen from Nevada.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you, Sri and Kira?
We are delighted to say hi to you, my love.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. I had the pleasure of connecting with you guys back in the beginning of April. And I was kind of feeling, you know, a little down. And when I connected with you, Kira, you spoke with my guides, and you saw them, you know, telling me to put my foot out, take the next step, because the world's waiting. And I kind of have been taking that next step, and it's so like exhilarating, and there's so much adrenaline, and I feel like I'm bouncy back and forth between, you know, density and the spiritual realm. And I feel so great. And I just want to, you know, share that with you guys. And I wanted to see if you guys have anything to share with me further.
Ooh, well, first of all, Sri and I think you just heard Sri celebrating. We're both just sitting here going, yay!
Way
and,
to go.
And, you know, here's the only thing to share with you. It's so cute. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, the bouncing in and the bouncing out. Well, as you were sharing that, they showed me this huge trampoline, and you were in this colorful, awesome, like, outfit. I mean, really fun. And you looked at me and you winked and you jumped in with both feet and you were just bouncing and somersaults and flips and splits. And they're saying, go, don't hesitate. The more you do this, the more you put all in, the better and the higher you will be received, and the more will come around you. And they're saying, just remember. And they're saying, just remember the three steps to, they're calling it the three steps to authenticity, sincerity, love, and presence. Just keep those three in your energy field as you jump in, and trust that the universe has your back. And Stephen, it's just going to get better and better. I am so happy we get to say hi to you again today, my love. Thank you for calling in.
Namaste. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Wow. You know,
and I'm just reminded how each caller brings a gift to the greater community as we connect with their energy and the response from the divine guides, as we together are really expanding all of our consciousness.
Well, you know, and this is, you know, we started talking about this a little earlier in the show, and we really, you know, the show always just goes so fast. It's always like, what happened? What happened here? You know, and but one of the things that is really important to recognize in this moment is this week, okay, is just every day you're going to just see it's like, it's kind of like that, you know, the middle of the alphabet when you do the elemento.
Elemento.
You know, you guys remember that, you know, the old elemento, it was one alphabet, right? Well, that's what this week is. It's an elemento, you know, it's going to be 17, 18, 19, 20. And then you're going to have, you will have on the solstice this moment. It's like this peak moment. And we've been referring to it as a moment of stillness, because it's going to be like this soft, dynamic, still I'm going to use the word aha. And really what that feels like is those first 10 days of June, remember we were in that awareness cycle, June 1 to 10, blended with the second 11 through 21, it's like this awareness and experience becomes the aha, which will ignite your choice dance. And next week on the show, we're going to be talking extensively about the choice dance because that's going to be a big one.
Well, yeah. And making choices and understanding the energy and the re-upping that happens to come forward as we grow. So beloved ones, let's take another deep breath.
Whoo! And guys, third chakra, what are you going to do this week? What are you experiencing? Go take a walk, bring your body into balance. If you can't take a walk, then sit in a chair and meditate the walk. Bring yourself into balance. Breathe in all the beauty and the gifts that you are and exhale all the stress and BS that doesn't belong there.
Absolutely. Because when we bring ever greater awareness to the actions in our lives, our sense of balance will evolve and harmonize ever more fully with our authenticity.
Oh, yes. And it is a beautiful moment. So pay attention. How's the experience? And you got a few more days to pay attention. What are you experiencing? How are you experiencing? Harmony and balance are your birthright. Call it in.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply, smile, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.